Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
It's been a good place to be, all right? If you're here and you're lost, you're in a good place. Here you're burning down, you're in a good place. Here on your way to heaven, you're in a good place.
Amen.
I'm glad we can come together in one mind and one accord and just worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Lord is here. So if you're here and you're lost, just remember the altar is always open. If you're here and you're burning down, whatever the need might be, the altar is always open. We'll pray with you. I'll preach. Someone will pray with you. But I tell you what, the main thing is, your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'll try my best to give you what the Lord gives me. The way I get my message is, I pray and ask the Lord for it.
Amen.
And I try my best to preach it the way He gives it to me. I mean, I don't preach like nobody else.
Amen.
And nobody else probably preaches like me. And I'm not going to try to preach like somebody else. I thought the other day, well, maybe I should change my style, the way I preach. And then the Lord says, no, I called you to preach the way you preach. So if you got a problem with the way I preach, I guess you'll have to take it up with the Lord.
Amen.
Because he's the one that called me to preach. And He's the one I'm going to stand before one of these days to give account for what I do for Him. Just like you're going to give account for yourself. Whether you got the blood applied or not, I'm glad that I can say I'm a child of God. I'm glad I can say He's my Father. We're going to be over in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. I'm going to read a few verses right there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Real familiar scripture. It's for even hereunto were yet called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again, when He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judges righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your soul. Let's bow our heads. My Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank You, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to stand and preach Your word. And Lord, we just ask You to help us preach Your word the way that You have us to preach it, that Your word to go out and accomplish exactly what You'll have it to do. And Lord, we ask if there's one here lost today, we pray today will be the day that they call upon Your name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask it all, and amen. You may be seated. I thought for our text today, Jesus is our example.
Amen.
You know, it says right down here, but you know, for we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned to the Shepherd and Bishop of our soul. I think sometimes sometimes I forget where I come from, where the Lord brought me from. You know, it seems like I've maybe been a Christian my whole life, but I haven't been a Christian my whole life. I was lost, just as lost as anybody could be. But sometimes, you know, whenever you're saved for a while, seems like, you know, you'll be trying to talk to somebody who's lost and they don't want to hear about it. I tell you what, sometimes we need to remember where God has brought us from. We all was lost. We all had somebody that ministered to us when we were lost, asking us to come to church. They was being our example. You know, I've had a lot of good examples. The stuff went on to be with the Lord. I have a lot of good examples right here tonight in this house that I look up to, that I got confidence in.
Come on, man.
That when I was lost, they was praying for me. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I'm praying for you. You're here tonight and you're burning down, I'm praying for you. We need to be an example when we're out here in the world. The world is watching. You know, I know that I've been watched where I work, and I guarantee you where you work, where you live, you're being watched.
Amen.
They say they're a Christian. What kind of example are you? Everybody's an example. It's your choice whether you are a good example or a bad example.
Yeah.
I choose to be a good example. I want to do what God will have me to do. I want to go out there and have my light shine so bright that the world can see Jesus Christ in everything that I do. I know I'm not perfect. I have never claimed, not one time, ever, that I say that I'm perfect. I'm the most imperfect human being on the face of this earth. I'm nobody. And I know that. But I'm here to tell you tonight about somebody that can save your soul. Tell you what, I know I'm not perfect. I've had people out there that works while just follow you around, see how long it takes for me to find fault in you. I said, well, I'll stop you right there.
Amen.
You're not going to have to follow me very far till I'm going to probably say something to you that you're not going to like, because I'm not perfect. And I'm not getting to heaven because I'm perfect. I'm getting there because he's perfect. And I tell you what, I'm not getting out there because I'm good. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. All I'm doing, I am following Jesus Christ, who is my example, and he's perfect, and he's the way, and he's the truth, and he's life. He is everything to me. He is our example. And John saw him one day. John saw him coming down. He said, behold, the Lamb of God was taking away the sin of the world. What an example. John knew exactly who he was, who he is. John said, behold, look. Look who's walking down. Look who's coming towards us. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And I tell you what, I'm glad he took the sin of the world away, but I'm more glad he took my sins and your sins and nailed them to an old rugged cross. That is the love of God they talked about this morning in Sunday school. What greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He laid it down. He had the power. He told Pilate, said, don't you know that I could take your life? Jesus says, you have no power all over me except my Father in heaven gives it to you. Don't you know I got the power to lay this body down, and I got the power to raise it up again? And that's my God. That's my example. He's alive. And because he lives, we all can live also, all because of Jesus Christ, all because he's perfect. He's our example today. I'm not your example, but I want to be a good example, but I'm not the example.
Come on, man.
Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Don't follow me. I'm not the way. I tell you, I'm going to have to tell you something here tonight. I have never been to heaven. I'm sad to say it. I have never been to heaven. Jesus Christ, he's been to heaven. And he came from heaven.
Yeah.
He's the way.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven, you need to know the way. And the way is Jesus Christ. He's our example. He said, I'll go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And as one day, after he arose again on that third and glorious day, as he was going back to heaven, the angel said, why you men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing? This same Jesus, as you see going away, is coming back in like manner.
Amen.
He's the way. He's our example. I want to follow my life after him. Because where he is, I can be there too. You could be there too.
Amen.
All of our loved ones could be there too. What a day it'll be when we open our eyes up in the presence of God to hear him say, enter in. He's our example. He's alive. He's doing well. He took away the whole sin of the world. And John, right there, verse 30 says, This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. John knew exactly who Jesus is. John knew that he must decrease so Jesus could increase.
Amen.
He knew why he came. John, me and old John, we have something in common. John was one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way for the one that was coming, who he's talking about is Jesus Christ. And I'm preaching tonight to tell you that he's coming again. John said, Jesus is coming. I'm telling you tonight, Jesus is coming. We better get ready. John was saying, behold, the Lamb of God was taking away the sin of the world. He said, I'm not even worthy to stoop down and to loose his shoes. John felt unworthy. I don't know, maybe you feel worthy. I feel unworthy. John knew exactly who he was. John said he was before me. When Jesus, before he was even born, Mary went to visit her cousin, Elizabeth, who was John's mom, while John was in her womb. Mary went to see her, and as Mary entered in that room, John leaped within his mother's womb. John knew exactly who Jesus is.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go ask nobody who he was, who he is. He knew exactly that he was the Lamb of God, and John knew what his role was. John come to preach. I tell you what John did. He was baptized. I have never heard anywhere in the Bible where anybody was being baptized before John came, other than when old Naaman went down and dipped himself into the water of Jordan. I think it was Jordan. But anyway, before John was baptized, I've never heard it. And here was, John was down there baptizing people and seeing Jesus coming, and Jesus told him, I must be baptized by you. That's when John said, I'm not worthy to even loose your shoes. And Jesus said, suffer to be so.
Yeah.
And John baptized Jesus that day. And when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens opened up and heard a voice. This is my beloved son.
Amen.
In whom I am.
Come on,
well pleased. God was well pleased. And the Spirit of God descended from heaven like a form of a dove, landed up on Jesus' shoulder, So there was a perfect picture of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right there together. They wasn't there arguing. God said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. And I tell you what I am. This is my Savior whom I am well pleased. I have never been disappointed in my Savior Jesus Christ." I don't know. He may be disappointed in me at times. But I say, "I'm sorry, Lord. And all is forgiven." He's my example. He forgives us. We should forgive one another. Why should we forgive one another? Jesus is our example. He forgive us. You know why? When I was lost, on my way to hell, all the things that I've done, Jesus forgave me. Even after I got saved, and my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight, if the Lord was to call my name right now, I could say it's been good, but the best is yet to come. But the truth is, I fail Him every day. I come short of His glory every day. But I live a repenting life. I say, "Lord, it's me again." You know, I believe if the Lord had a refrigerator in heaven, He'd have my picture on it. There He is again. But I tell you what, if I have to crawl, like I said before, if I had to crawl that altar every service in order to make it to heaven, I would do it. But I don't have to.
Amen.
All I got to do is ask the Lord to forgive me.
Yeah.
And He knows, and He knows me. And he knows my frame. He knows your frame. He knows all about us. You know, I heard a song the other day. I don't agree with the song, but I listened to it anyway. Said that there's a place in your heart that not even God's allowed in there. God goes anywhere and everywhere. You don't have a place in your heart that's hid from God.
Amen.
Everything, He knows everything. His ways are higher than our ways. If I was to make something, because I ain't no carpenter, it's hard to tell what it would end up looking like. But if I made it, whatever I make, I would know exactly how it went together. I would know everything that it took to put it together. I would know where every part was. I would know where every screw is, every bolt, everything, where everything would come together. I would know exactly. I would know all about that little object, whatever it might be. There wouldn't be nothing here that I didn't know. This screw holds this in.
Amen.
This bolt holds that in.
Come on, man.
You don't think God, who created this body,
there you go.
He reached down in the dust of the ground, dust of the earth, and formed man and breathed a life in him. He became a living soul. You don't think God knows where that heart is? You don't think He knows where your thoughts are? You don't think He don't know all about you and me? He knows us from the marrow of bones. He knows our hair. Our hair is numbered. He knows all about us. He's our example tonight. John said, "I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness to make straight the way for the Lord." And I tell you what John did. John finished his course. And he got to go on to heaven. Jesus is our example. One day Jesus over in the book of Luke says, "And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am?" Who does the world say that Jesus is? Well, they told him, "Well, some say Elijah, one of the prophets." But I was thinking today, I was just kind of looking through the internet a little bit. You know, Oprah, of all people. I tell you what, guys, I got to thinking how big of an influence, though, she has in this world. And she said right there, or what I read, that she said that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. That right there would be enough to turn it off right there.
Amen.
That's why we said this morning how important it is to read this.
Amen.
For yourself. You got people like that out in the world that's deceiving probably millions of people watches. I don't watch her show. I don't care what she thinks. I care what God says. Jesus said, I am the way. The only way. He said, if you think you'll try to find another way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. And we know where thief and robbers end up at, in a lake of fire. That's who the world says he is. The world don't have, I don't care what the world thinks about it. I don't ask the world, I have never one time went out here in the world and said, who's Jesus? I don't care what they think. I care what the Word of God says. Jesus is God.
Amen.
He came down here.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
All in one place. They wasn't there arguing who was greater. They was all agreement as one. All in one place. But the world, they just want to do what they want to do. Like, tell you what they want to do, whatever makes them happy. Some people out there says that everybody's gods. No, there's one true God. He's the one that created this world. He's the one that hung the stars and gave them a name. I seen something the other day on the internet said God hung all the stars and gave them a name and said, what's next? That's how big our God is. People want to look through the universe to see how big it is. It's not near as big as our God. He's the one that created everything. Things you can see, things you can't see. He's our example. He has all power today. Whom do you say that I am? Peter said, the Son of God. Said unto him, who say you? Peter said, the Christ of God. Let me ask you tonight, who do you say he is? He's the Savior of the world. He's my Savior. I tell you what, we could be up here all night long telling you who he is. He's our Savior. He's our God. He's the Son of God. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the door, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, he's our high tower. Tell you what, he is everything. Tell you what, until you put him first, you don't know him. Because if you know him, you'll love him. And if you love him, you'll serve him. And if you serve him, you'll keep his commandments. I tell you what, I'm glad today that he loves us. I'm glad today he is our example today. Jesus told us that the Son of Man will suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, of the priests, the scribes, and be slain, and on that third day, he'll rise again. He was telling his disciples all along what was going to happen. It's just like Tandy was saying, you know, or Livy was saying in her song about how soon we forget things. Sometimes I think we forget where the Lord, what he's done for us. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I try to just think what the Lord spared me from this very day. By running late or maybe running early. I like being early. But we never know what the Lord has spared us from. And I tell you what, we're serving a God who loves us. And he kept reminding his disciples of what was going to happen. That he was going to suffer, that he was going to die, but on the third day he was going to live again. And when it came to pass, they act like they just forgot about it. They didn't believe it. Even when they run down to see that empty tomb, where have they laid him? Where'd you lay him at? Go tell my disciples and Peter that I live again. He's alive. We're not serving some dead God. You know what? We talk about that tomb, that empty tomb. If it wasn't for an empty tomb, we're wasting our time.
Amen.
There's nothing to preach.
Right.
If we can't preach, there's an empty tomb. Jesus Christ gave his life. He said, I'll suffer many things, be put to death, but on that third day, I'll live again. And on that third day, he is alive and doing well. He's on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and me. When we fail him, he's right there to forgive us. All we have to do is ask. He's our example. And that's exactly what we should do. When somebody says something that we don't like, somebody talks about us, we should forgive them. Because that's what Jesus did. He forgave you. He forgave the very one that drove the spikes in his hands. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You know, I believe we ought to forgive people even if they don't ask. It will set you free. I know from personal experience. I have forgiven people that never asked for forgiveness. But once I forgive them, I can go to sleep. It's off me.
Amen.
The Lord took care of it. That's the God that we're serving. He's our example. He forgave me. I'm going to forgive you. Jesus said, if you want to come unto him, you must take up your cross, deny yourself, and take up your cross daily and follow him. I don't know what your cross is. You don't know what mine is. We just need to deny ourselves, to get ourselves out of the way and do what Jesus called us to do. He may not call you to preach. He may not call you to sing or teach, but he's called all of us to invite somebody to church.
Amen.
Or to call somebody and say, I missed you, or call somebody and say, I'm praying for you, or send them a text message. There's all kinds of ways to get the word out there nowadays.
Amen.
But I tell you what, everybody, I don't know what your job is. I know my job is to preach the word. And I want to do the best I can to preach the word. I want to take as many people to heaven as we possibly can. I want to be a good example. I want to hear when I close my eyes in death, I'm waiting to hear the Lord say, enter in.
Amen.
That's what I'm thinking about. To hear him say, enter on in, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I'm waiting to hear. And if you're a Christian, you're waiting to hear those words too. You'll never be able to hear anything any better than that. To enter in. You know, we think there's a celebration going on down here whenever somebody comes home. You have never seen a homecoming yet.
Yeah.
I have never seen a homecoming yet compared to the one that we're going to see in heaven. I heard this story one time. This singer was talking about, he was a missionary for about 30 years over in Africa somewhere. And he was coming back on a ship with a thankless Roosevelt was on there. Roosevelt went for like a 2 or 3 week hunt over hunting something. So they come back, and missionary come back on that boat. He's seen people lined up all over the place on all sides of the road saying welcome home and, you know, hooping and hollering. And he come down through there, and all them people was there to welcome that president home. And that missionary said, Lord, I've been over there for the last 30 years. I think it was 30 years. And I come home, nothing. Nobody here to welcome me home. Nobody said, glad you're here. And God told him, you ain't made home yet. Wait till the reunion we're going to have. Wait till the homecoming that we're going to have when we go through them gates of heaven. Wait till the homecoming. You ain't never seen nothing like what's ahead of us that's going to be waiting there when Jesus is standing and saying, enter in. The angels line up. I can just see the angels line up against those walls of jasper all around the throne of God because they can't sing that song. I've been redeemed. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I don't know. I say, you know what? The band got back together up there. Mom's up there. My dad's up there. Vivian's up there. Brother Cleo's up there. Brother Rick's up there. The band got back together.
Amen.
Praising God. I said they'll be playing when they get there. I mean, I don't know. I've never been there. But there goes that imagination, Laura. I can see all the people that we've been in church with. Right there, degree of sin. And I can just see my sister raising that thumb up. Brother Ernest putting that thumb up. I can see all our loved ones already there. All because they followed Jesus. He's our example of how we should live down here. He went around doing good wherever he went. He never done one bad thing. But yet they nailed him to a cross for me, because of me. My sins. He took your sins and my sins and nailed them to a cross. What greater love than that? He did all of that for us. He's our example. So I believe maybe we ought to go out of our way for one another.
Amen.
I tell you, I remember one time somebody said something about one of my good brothers, and I stopped them right there in their track and told them it wasn't right, wasn't true. You wasn't going to do that because I love the brother. And the sister. They're my family. And I believe sometimes maybe we have to go out of our way. If somebody was to say something about you, and they say, well, it's true. See, I'll tell you, Brother Rick was my teacher. He was my example. He was my inspiration. I learned a lot from him. And if you're going to come to me and said, this person said this about you, I'm going to be like Brother Rick. Well, bring that person up here. Just take care of it.
Amen.
And if you're not willing to do that, then I'm not willing to listen to it. Because it ain't worth nothing. If you can't bring something like that face to face, then evidently it's not true. See, I learned a lot from Brother Rick and from a lot of other people I've been in church with. But I want the world to know that Jesus Christ is my example. And I'm going to do my best to treat everybody the way the Lord will have me to. I just never want to forget where the Lord has brought me from. Sometime when you're all by yourself, just think where the Lord's brought you from. And I tell you what, I believe you'll have a better appreciation. It'd be a lot easier to forgive me when maybe I said something you don't like. Maybe you could say, well, Lord, help him to do better. I would appreciate that. So as we stand and get a song, if you got a need tonight.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.